Fact check, Joe Biden falsely claims he's only 2020 candidate to release tax returns. By Joshua Kaplan on October 15, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden falsely claimed during Tuesday evening's Democratic presidential debate that he is the only 2020 candidate to release documents such as his tax returns or medical records. A partial transcript is as follows. Aaron Burnett, Vice President Biden, if you're elected, you will turn 80 during your first term. Last month, former President Jimmy Carter said he could not have undertaken the duties of the presidency at 80 years old. How are you so sure that you can? Former Vice President Joe Biden, because I've watched it, I know what the job is. I've been engaged. Look, one of the reasons I'm running is because of my age and my experience. With it comes wisdom. We need someone to take office thing time around who on day one can stand on the world stage, command the respect of world leaders, from Putin to our allies, and know exactly what has to be done to get this country back on track. I know what has to be done. I won't need anyone the job training. And I will release my medical records as I have 21 years of my tax records, which no one on this stage has done, so you can have full transparency as to my health and what I'm doing. Burnett, just to be clear, Mr. Vice President, when will you release those records? Biden, before the first vote. Burnett, before Iowa? Biden, yes. Burnett, not by the end of this year? Biden, well, before Iowa. I've released them before. I've released 55 pages. I'm the only one who has released anything. While Biden and his wife, Jill Biden, have released their tax returns showing the couple raked in $15 million in the 2 years after the former vice president left the Obama administration, several other 2020 candidates have done the same. In April, former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, released 10 years of his tax returns, with the most recent filing showing that he made over $360,000 in income. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, released 10 years of tax returns, confirming that his income passed the $1 million threshold in both 2016 and 2017. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, has also released 15 years of tax returns. The lawmaker and her husband, Doug Imhoff, a partner at the law firm DLA Piper, made $1.9 million last year, while Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and her husband made $906,000 of income. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat Minnesota, and her husband took in $338,500 during the same time period.